with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you.
There was a wedding at Cana in Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. Jesus and his disciples were also invited to the wedding. When the wine ran short, the mother of Jesus said to him, "They have no wine." And Jesus said to her, "Woman, what concern of this is mine? My hour has not yet come." His mother said to the servers, "Do whatever he tells you." Now there were 6 stone water jars there for Jewish ceremonial washing, each holding 20 to 30 gallons. Jesus told them, "Fill the jars with water," and they filled them to the brim. Then he told them, "Draw some out and take it to the head waiter." So they did. And when the head waiter tasted the water that had become wine, without knowing where it came from, although the servants who had drawn the water knew, the head waiter called the bridegroom and said to him, "Everyone serves good wine first, and then when people have drunk freely, an inferior one. But you have kept the good wine until now." Jesus did this at the beginning of his signs at Cana in Galilee, and so revealed his glory, and his disciples began to believe in him. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Let me use these few minutes this morning for a very quick scripture lesson. We've just read the story of the wedding feast at Cana in Galilee. It is only found in John's Gospel. There's no mention of it in Matthew, Mark, and Luke. And there's a reason for that, and I'll get to it in a minute. But I want you to look carefully at one aspect of this gospel, and that is Mary. Mary goes to Jesus and says, "They have no wine." Jesus says, "Woman, what concern is this of me?" The title woman would be equivalent today to somebody saying madam or ma'am. But notice Jesus does not call her mother. He's now about to begin his public ministry, and his only relationship is with his Father. But then watch what happens. Mary doesn't respond to Jesus' statement. She merely turns to the stewards and says, "Do whatever he tells you." Who's in charge here? Mary is. If you want to go to Jesus, go through Mary. Nothing is impossible with her. We have 4 Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. None of the evangelists personally knew Jesus. Mark, the earliest of the Gospels, was written in about the year 65. Matthew and Luke had copies of Mark's Gospel and copied from it heavily, and then added other elements when they wrote their Gospel in the mid-80s. John, however, does not write his Gospel until about the year 125, and he has never seen Matthew, Mark, or Luke's Gospel. There are 2 Johns, John the beloved disciple, to whom Jesus entrusts his mother on the cross, and John the evangelist, who wrote the Gospel. Scripture scholars are of one mind that John the beloved disciple took Mary out of Jerusalem after the resurrection for fear of her life, and took her to Ephesus in present-day Turkey. Now, John the evangelist wrote on the Greek island of Patmos, which is just off the coast of Turkey. And so likely it is possible that the two of them knew one another, and that's where John the evangelist got all of his information. By the time John writes his gospel, a very unsettling thing is happening. A number of Jewish people, faithful to their Jewish belief, believed that Jesus was the Messiah. And beginning in about 120, the Jewish leadership begins to expel them from the synagogue. And so there's enormous tension going on. And when we read John's gospel, we run into some of that tension with great problematic, because there are some very anti-Semitic statements in John's gospel. But it's a sign of the tension that was swirling at the moment. What happens here? The ceremonial jars of water were used for washing. The pots had to be washed, the dishes had to be washed, your hands had to be washed between every session. And Jesus takes that water of the Old Testament ritual and turns it into wine. Wine is one of the great symbols of the New Testament. We're told that wine will flow like honey in the promised land. Wine is the symbol of the blood of Christ. And so by what he's doing here, which is the first of six signs which Jesus will perform in John's gospel, he's abrogating the whole law, the regulations, the rules. He's saying they don't apply. Instead, adopt Jesus's law, which is love, mercy, caring, forgiving. We say that we want to love Jesus. We can't love somebody if we don't know him. And the only place we can know him is in the Gospels. Our Protestant brothers and sisters have it all over it when it comes to the Scriptures. It's time we start to catch up. Amen.